Yo, what's up, you guys? You're listening to the Making Sense podcast. I go by the name Arnold. Subject of today will be my full review, spoilers, you know, included, of Wakanda Forever. Like, if you don't know, obviously, if you never listened to the podcast, it's I do reviews on TV shows and movies that I've watched. I give my take and, you know, it's pretty much open for discussion. But any type of opinion I have, those are just mine. Obviously, you can agree, disagree, that's fine. But there you go. So, one of the reason I kind of took a short break, short hiatus, I do apologize if you're waiting for the podcast. I released a couple of episodes, but the last week, I wasn't able to release an episode. But if I'm being honest, I felt like it worked out for the best, because for that specific movie, I felt like I needed time to digest it. And because I didn't want to rush it, because, you know, I'm about to tell you, but like, I may have kind of a, it's not even controversial, but I'll definitely tell you guys my feelings towards the movie. But I felt like it made way much more sense for me to kind of take a short break and kind of really digest with the movie and see if all the feelings that I felt while I was watching the movie were still remaining at the moment. And to be honest, they're pretty much still the same. So yeah, there you go. I felt like I needed to sit on it for a while, and I did. So now I'm about to give you my full take. I have so many things to say about that movie. I will start with just overall, it's a really good movie. It's an emotional roller coaster. I feel like it's probably the best tribute to the late Chadwick Boseman, and his presence is felt throughout the whole movie. And I think it's the most respectful way to kind of send off the character of what he contributed as far as like, as a superhero, as an individual, as a person, because, you know, before being Black Panther, before being, you know, T'Challa, before being an actor, that's actually a human being that lost his life. So it's the most beautiful love letter to the character, even to the individual. It's so respectful that there's nothing really you can say bad about that specific part, right? About the movie, I would definitely have, you know, a couple of criticism, but as far as like a movie overall, I felt like it's a beautiful love letter to the character, and it's an homage to everything that he brought to the big screen as being the Black Panther, right? And you got a lot of, you know, gut punching moment. The movie is quite emotional, I'm gonna be honest. There's a couple of times, especially at the last tribute scene towards the end, I almost teared up in the movie theater. But yeah, like I said, to me, that was overall, it's a good movie. I will also say that it's probably one of the best movie of Marvel Phase 4. So, you know, the Phase 4 kicked off with Black Widow. And this is the last one. I will definitely say that maybe Shang-Chi, and you could argue No Way Home, but it's probably one of the best projects of this whole Phase 4, right? So, like I said, the movie is quite emotional, right? They pretty much deal with the aftermath of his death. They don't really get too much into the details as to how he passed, or like, you know, it was kind of a unknown disease. We don't really know, because, you know, the actor actually passed away from cancer, so we don't know what's going on. But pretty much he passes away, his sister Shuri and his mom Ramona, they have to deal with like the aftermath of just, you know, losing their brothers, and the Wakanda has to deal with the loss of their king, and pretty much that makes them a target for, like, you know, the greed of the rest of the world, who wants to steal vibranium in order to build weapons and to just, you know, to make their military forces greater. When they lost the Black Panther, who is literally the symbol of the protector of the Wakanda, what do you do when you lose, like, your main protector? So obviously that's what the movie is about. They introduce Namor, and again, I would definitely get to Namor afterwards, but to me, Namor is probably one of the best, I wouldn't call him necessarily a villain, an antagonist. I feel like his reasoning, this one, to me, this is a testament of if you have a great villain or not. It's like, if you listen or if you put yourself in his shoes, does he make sense? And to me, Namor, just like Killmonger, just like Wenwu, just like Loki in some ways, and just like Thanos, although it might be a little bit radical approach, but they do make sense. That you could actually be like, yeah, to be honest, maybe if I was in that situation, faced with same choices, I will probably go the same route. Granted, I don't think you need to, you know, orchestrate the whole genocide on the surface world. I think, like, you could actually, you know, sit down and talk. But like I said, the character of Namor, actually, it's a really good throwback, because he embodies, like, the mythical and kind of a pre-Columbine aspect of, you know, Latin America. So his name is a play on word, and I had no idea. I don't know if it was done on purpose, but, you know, they actually call him Sin Amor, which means, like, without love, Namor. I don't know if in the original that was a pun, but I think that was a really clever play on words. But when it comes to Wakanda and Talokan, both civilizations are the same, like two different sides of the same coin. But yeah, like I said, I'll definitely get into Namor and Talokan in the second world. So like I said, I will start with the positive, because like I said, I didn't, it's quite complicated, because I feel, to be honest, I will be fully transparent. It's a little bit weird because I try not to get too much into what other people says, but I feel like many people love the movie. And like I said, I think it's a really good movie, but I didn't, like, for whatever reason, I didn't love the movie as much as I did the first one. And in some ways, I felt like it worked, introducing new characters, and like I said, the homage to Chadwick Boseman. But on other, you know, for other instances, other point, I didn't really, like, I wasn't fully on board, right? And I would definitely tell you guys why, right? So one of the positives, right, it's like the movie, like I said, deal with aftermath of Black Panther, T'Challa's death. I felt like it really brought other characters, like, not like, for instance, his mom, Ramona. I felt like seeing her, Angela Bassett, and just being a leader of Wakanda, I think, like, that was something really interesting. Although how she came to power, like the circumstances of her rising to power, was a little bit, like, sad, but I felt like it was interesting that she was the one who was holding down the whole country while, you know, they were still waiting for someone to kind of bring, like, the Black Panther back. And Shuri obviously is the one, she's the new Black Panther. But so for a long time, I felt like seeing a mom having to deal with grief, you know, she lost her husband, she lost her son, and to me, seeing that she was still strong and still able to run the country with a kind of a iron fist, you know, she doesn't hesitate to fire Okoye, I think, like, that to be honest, like, she's probably one of the highlights of the movie. I think her performances in the movie was just, like, fantastic. And yeah, seeing her dealing with lust, I'll definitely say one of the negative on the movie, killing the character, to me, that's one of the reasons I would definitely get, like I said, I'm one of the positive, but let's just get straight up into it. To me, killing Queen Ramona in a movie that's already so emotionally charged, meaning you already have to deal with the death of T'Challa, aka Chadwick Boseman. And to be honest, for a long time, I don't think we forgot, but when I watched the movie and they started to the tribute to the character, I was like, yeah, that's, he's really dead. Like, I kind of forgot. And when you watch the movie, it's like, yeah, that's, it brought us back to reality, a harsh reality. So to me, killing the character of Ramona in the movie, this already, and I know it's probably served the story better, so that now that Shuri has really on the verge of just going full dark side and just going to berserk and start killing people and stuff, maybe that was instrumental to the journey of her character, of Shuri's character. But to me, in the movie, when we already have to deal with T'Challa, Chadwick Boseman's death, that I felt like it was a little cruel, bro. And that, to be honest, I really didn't like the fact that they killed the mom. Because like I said, in the movie, that's already really emotional. We already have to deal with, like, a lot. Every scene, it kind of reminds us that, you know, the Black Panther is not there anymore. So for them to kill another character in that movie, just wait for the third one. Like, I don't know, like, just, or the fourth one. But in the movie, that's already had such an impactful death, I felt like killing Angela Bassett's character was kind of out of line, but it's just me, right? But overall, I think she was fantastic in the movie, and I don't really have anything bad to say about the character. Another one, right? Positive. The introduction of Riri Williams, you know, she's the young tech genius, and she was able to build an Iron Man-like suit. I felt like she was one of the highlights of the movie as well. She was fantastic. Really funny, good comic relief. I like the fact that she was kind of innocent and naive at the same time, but yet still able to contribute to the fight. If you don't know, they're planning to do a whole Disney series on the character, so we will probably get to see way much more of her in her own TV show. But for an introduction, I felt like that was quite promising. I do have kind of a teeny tiny bit of criticism. I feel like, I don't know if they're building up like a young Avengers team, but I feel like there's many characters that they introduce, because, you know, that's the thing in Phase 4, like, they're introducing, like, tons of new characters, right? Sometimes it works, For instance, it worked on Moon Knight and Shang-Chi, and sometimes it doesn't work, like, for instance, for She-Hulk, right? But, like, the point is, like, they try and introduce so many new characters, and I feel like in many ways that work. But, for instance, the character of Riri Williams, if you take Kate Bishop from Hawkeye, or if you take America Chavez, what is Riri Williams, America Chavez, or Kate Bishop? Like, I feel like those three characters, they kind of written the same way, you know, this kind of young, quirky, dorky teen who's, like, you know, funny and smart and stuff. So I feel like that's, like, that will only be my tiny bit of criticism, meaning they're kind of a bit the same as far as, like, the range of what they bring in the show or in the movie. So I don't know, maybe they'll probably do a Young Avengers a movie, and all these characters will probably find themselves in the same project, Marvel project. But yeah, that's the only criticism I got for the character. But yeah, seeing her building an Iron Man suit that looks amazing, dare I say. And I'm really looking forward to see what she does in her own TV show. So yeah, that was another positive. As far as the other characters, with M'Baku, still funny. I wanted to see way much more of M'Baku, to be honest. We got to see way less of him in that movie, because obviously Shuri was really the one who took the center stage. And seeing as well another character's Okoye, seeing her, like, just, you know, she's really been getting fired from being the head of the Dora Milaje. I think, again, seeing what the future brings for these characters, I'm quite curious. I don't know where she will pop up next. Will we see all these characters in Secret Wars, or even in the Kang Dynasty? That I don't know, but she was left in a really interesting place to me, and yeah, I really look forward to seeing more. Now I will do the two most, to me, like, the most important characters. Let me start with Shuri, right? I think for a movie that, like, for someone that has to take the mantle of the Black Panther, as far as, like, performance, she was amazing in it. I don't really have anything bad to say about it. But this is my thing, right? I didn't get enough of Shuri in the first Black Panther movie, or even in Infinity War, because, you know, I mean, she was in Endgame as well. But I felt like, because of how heavy the presence of Chadwick Boseman is in the movie, it's hard for me to completely rally behind Shuri, because I still think about Chadwick Boseman's character so much, to the point that even when she became Black Panther, I felt like, to me, just to me, it had lesser of an impact, and it was hard for me to kind of buy into her being Black Panther, because I still saw as Shuri, right? If that makes any sense. I know maybe I'm a little bit confusing, but it's just, even the scenes when she's facing off Namor, like, to me, it was way less impactful to see her facing Namor that if it would have been T'Challa, if that makes sense. Obviously, it's no one's fault, clearly, and it was done, you know, it made sense for the story, because even in a comic book, she became a Black Panther as well. So obviously, even before the movie was released, pretty much everyone knew that's what was going to happen. But like I said, to me, it lacked the impact. Maybe I would have liked for them to do, like, maybe a TV series on Shuri, so that we got to know a little bit more about the character. So now that she's Black Panther, we actually know what she's been through, because the character was really rooted in grief in that movie, and I felt like the movie was her being able to overcome that grief, or overcome anger, and overcome her resentment, whether it was towards the world or even towards Namor, that killed her mom. And but still, whenever there were scenes that were supposed to be impactful, and to be honest, I don't even know why it didn't register to me the way it did with other people, because I've read many people's opinion, everybody loved it, but I don't know, I felt like, it's not that the Letitia Wright, she plays Shuri, she's not charismatic, or she doesn't have leadership, but to me, it's just, I don't know, I felt like the movie missed something, and it probably was, to be honest, Chadwick Boseman, but it was hard for me to buy into Shuri's story, and when I still knew that, you know, T'Challa kind of have still an impact in that world, right? So I felt like in one way it made sense for them to kind of just, you know, pay homage to Chadwick Boseman's character, but in that regard I felt like it kind of did a disservice to the character of Shuri, right? So like I said, it was hard for me to buy into Shuri being like the Black Panther being a leader, because I never got that energy from her. Maybe, to be honest, I kind of had the energy more for Okoye or even for Queen Ramona, but even her as a Black Panther, and that's kind of the reason why she's not really a leader at the end. It's really M'Baku, because she was never really fit to lead. But even as a Black Panther, I don't know if she will keep the mantle, what will happen if they were going to recast. I genuinely don't know what they're going to do, but yeah, to me, that's one of the negative in the movie. I couldn't really see Shuri as a credible Black Panther, if that makes any sense. I know it probably sounds bad, but I'm not really hating on the movie or even on her, but it just didn't resonate with me, if I'm being honest. Now, another really good point, and to me that's one of the greatest point, the highlight of the movie, is Namor, right? Sinamor, like, you know what, how they called it in the movie, right? To be honest, Marvel's been having problem with their villains. Like, they've been having problem with villains for a long time. If you look at Phase 4, aside from maybe Wenwu or the Green Goblin, all them other villains is just trash. And I'm just not even sugarcoating it. They're just bad, bro. Aside from Thanos, aside for Loki, maybe you could put Killmonger as well, Wenwu, the Winter Soldier. I know there's probably a couple, but if you look at the ratio, they really had a problem with villains, right? And the fact that Namor is not really a villain, he's just an antagonist. And I love the fact that, you know, Talokan was really an echo chamber of Wakanda. They really, like, one of the points of the movie, what I think was so beautiful is, like, they're really the same, right? It's like two, like I said in the beginning, two sides of the same coin, but how they go about dealing with their problems is completely different. Like, Namor is really someone that puts the well-being of his own people towards anything else, and he's really, where, you know, someone like T'Challa or even Shuri will probably be less extreme, he really goes all the way. You see in the beginning, he just straight up kills people. He gives no fuck, to be honest, for lack of better words, but he doesn't really have any type of compassion for other people aside from his people, but it always comes from a genuine place. You know, it's someone that witnessed the atrocity of humanity, you know, slavery. And like I said, it was beautiful for them to see that they're really the same. That's why, you know, when they fight, like, I felt like the fight was really, it was really a heartbreaking moment, because you could really see that even while they were fighting each other, they're really the same, right? So I think, like, the point of that movie was to set up Namor as, like, being this kind of a shadow figure, but still, like I said, you can't really put him in the bad guy position, because he's not, like, Thanos, but you can't really put him in a good guy position, because he killed Queen Ramona, right? And that was, to be honest, I would have been on board with him, I really would have been like, oh, I love Namor, but since he killed Angela Bassett's character, I'm gonna be honest, I'm a little bit like, I'm good of him, but the fact that they didn't kill him as well, one of the other prominent Marvel movies for them, like, their tendency to just kill good people, like, villains with good potential. I know they did it with Crossbones, they did it with other people, or even Wenwu, you know. And to me, the fact that they did not kill him, I'm really glad they didn't kill him. And, you know, furthermore, he's one of the first mutants, so I think that when the mutants will come up in MCU or even the Fantastic Four, because Namor has been associated with so many different other storylines in Marvel, so my theory is, like, maybe he would join the X-Men, or even we'll get to see him in the Fantastic Four, because, you know, that you always had a weird relationship with Sue Storm. But overall, the fact that Talokan was such an intricate part of the movie, I genuinely was quite, to be honest, I was really impressed, especially with Tenno Huerta, who plays Namor. I saw him in Narcos. I genuinely like his portrayal, and I'm really wondering, like, will we get to see a full movie on Namor? Because, to be honest, I would definitely watch a movie just based on him, or even a TV series, although I feel like it will probably make way much more sense for them to do a movie about Namor, like a spin-off movie, and I would definitely be there to watch it, because although we got a glimpse of Talokan, we never had to see complete, like, the full picture. We got to see a little bit how their tradition, how they interact with each other, but we never got to see, like, the real culture, like, the way we saw in the first Black Panther movie. We didn't get that in Talokan, right? Especially knowing they were at war with Wakanda. So Like I said, Nemo is probably, with Angela Bassett, one of my highlights of the movie. I love the character. I really can't wait to see what they do with him next. I don't want them to kill him off. That's for sure. So yeah, there you have it. As far as like Nemo, or should I say Namor? And closely, another thing that I really liked as well was the fact that, you know, T'Challa has a son, so most likely his legacy won't die with him. Although he never really died because he had his sister, but knowing that his son, who's also named T'Challa, my theory is like probably in Secret Wars, maybe we'll get to see a different version of T'Challa, and that version will come back and be the King of Wakanda. That's just my theory, but you know, I could be wrong. I hope I've been nuanced enough for people to understand that I didn't hate the movie. I think it's objectively, it's a really good movie, but to me, it lacked something. Mostly, I think it probably liked Chadwick Boseman, and obviously, if he's not in the movie, it's no one's fault. So it was like, yeah, you know, yeah, he's dead. Like, yeah, I know. But to me, I couldn't really shake the feeling of like all the scenes with Black Panther and Shuri and Namor. I felt like they probably would have been more impactful if that would have been with T'Challa, right? And like I said, it's no one's fault if he's not there, but. Yeah, I think it's like I said, it's probably one of the greatest movies of Phase 4, but I would still say the first one is like way better. And now, like, the most interesting thing will be, where do they take the story next? Because they could take it in so many different ways. And I think after Avengers Secret Wars and after Kang Dynasty and Secret Wars, we'll most likely get to know more about the next Black Panther movie. To be honest, I don't think we're gonna get another Black Panther movie before like 2025 or 2026. But yeah, I don't know where the franchise will be left off, if the next movie will still feature Shuri as being the Black Panther. But to be honest, I don't know if I'm really like over thrilled by that aspect, or it will be something completely different. So who knows? So there you have it. That was my take of Wakanda, my long take of Wakanda Forever. I hope you guys enjoy it. And yeah, peace, you guys. And by the way, if you haven't, please go check me out on all my socials. You will get the link on the episode. I put my Twitter account, my Facebook account, my Instagram account. Go check me out. And if you haven't, please subscribe on any type of medium that you listen to podcasts to, whether it's on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Deezer, Podchaser, Amazon Music, Amazon Unlimited. I don't know. I'll probably change the name. But yeah, there you have it. Peace, you guys. And yeah, have a nice week.